Today's podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith at Oris Capital, an SEC-registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Learn more at oriscapital.com or call 717-601-0651.
Well, Flora, December sure does look different this year.
It sure does, but that doesn't mean you still can't deck the halls and have some holiday cheer. And this is Chick to Chick.
You know, Flora, the holidays this time of the year, we're usually running around. We're going here, we're going there, we're seeing people. It's that hustle and bustle, you know, they always talk about. But this year, boy, it's just a little bit different. And I think we're all trying to figure out ways that we're going to make it work.
I think it's a whole lot different. And just like everything else that has gone on this entire year, we have to improvise. And I hate to use that word, but I guess we have to pivot.
Pivot. I knew you were going to say that.
We have to pivot to even enjoy Christmas that's coming up next this week. And we have New Year's Eve coming up next week. And so we have to pivot and figure it out. But I do think we can still enjoy the holiday season, just do it a little differently this year.
Oh, of course. And I got to tell you, when this is all said and done, I want to drop pivot from the dictionary. Can we vote
delete.
To do that?
I'm going to hit
bye, pivot.
It's got to be the most overused word in the English vocabulary. But I don't think that there's any word that describes what's going on more succinctly than pivot. So what are you going to do to pivot?
Yeah.
Christmas coming up in just a few days. How are things looking different for you?
Well, it's tough. It's going to be a lot less crowded around my house. You know, we're not going to have as many things going on. But one of the things that I want to do is I want to bring back baking. And I am not a big baker. My grandmother was such a baker, and I used to love to go to her house because she had stacks of tins with every cookie you can imagine. And you know me, I'm not a terrible sweets person. I like to do things gluten-free, dairy-free, but that is something I know I have time to do, and that is to do some fun baking recipes with the kids.
And you know, I have a horrible sweet tooth, just an absolutely horrible sweet tooth. I like all kinds of sweets, all kinds of cookies, and I love to bake. But I don't know that I'm going to bake even more because there aren't as many people around. So I have to kind of cut back because I think I little bit overdo it in that respect. So I think I'm going to cut back and try to just enjoy time with close friends, close family members. I've noticed, you know, I haven't had a lot of holiday parties to go to this year. I'm sure you haven't as well. Mm-hmm. And then New Year's Eve next week. Oh boy, that's going to look really different and going to be really odd. I mean, I never really was a big New Year's Eve person. I'm kind of terrified, to be honest, to be out on the road. I'm not concerned about myself. I'm concerned about other drivers. So I always like to either be very close to home or just stay home on New Year's Eve. So I don't think that's going to bother me that much.
Well, can we just talk about the fact that how do you celebrate ending a year like we've had? Honestly, you know, so many people go, oh, you know, cheers to this year. This is the good, bad, and the ugly. And in this case, this is the good, the bad, the bad, the bad, the ugly, the ugly, the ugly. I mean, I'm trying to be a Debbie Downer. It's just realistic. And then you go, oh, in 2021. And now it's like this big pause, like, ooh, well, what will 2021 really look like?
It has to be better.
Well, it will. I mean, you live and you learn. But I mean, you're sitting there toasting with your champagne going, I'm not sure how this is going to go.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to toast this year. I have to go back a year ago and something just came to my mind. Do you remember last year, right around this time, you were like, I have waited so long to say, and this is 2020. Do you wish now you hadn't said, and this is 2020? Maybe we should just skip it and go right to 2021.
You're right. I totally forgot about that. I mean, I think, listen, who wasn't excited for 2020? I mean, it was a time of like hindsight. How about that one? Hindsight is 2020. If you go back, look at us laughing about it. I hope that's what New Year's Eve brings. I mean, it's just as I'm talking with friends and neighbors and we're all trying to find some joy in things, we're trying to figure out how can we kind of get together, still celebrate things, but not do it as together as we used to. But the thought is there, like that's still in our hearts, that we still want to be warm with each other and we still want to enjoy this time of the year.
You know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. It's not what we want it to be, and it certainly isn't what we hoped it would be, but it is what it is, and we're all in the same situation, you know, and here's my little armchair therapy to inject
in
this. You know, I always say this. I feel like, you know, life is like a roller coaster ride, right? We're full of ups and we're full of downs. And I always say it's not how we handle the ups, because life's a party and life's a bowl of cherries when we're on that up. It's how do we handle the downs? And this certainly has been a year full of downs. But how do we handle it? You got to persevere. You got to muscle through it. And hey, if we're down here right now, it means we're only
going up.
Right up, right? Going straight up in 2021. So yeah. It's got to get there, right? It's got to.
Absolutely. I share that sentiment. And as we've talked about before, since probably May, when we are looking retrospectively at how the previous 2 months went, even we can find the things that came out of this time and find things that were positive. So, you know, moving forward and reflecting on whatever holiday people are celebrating right now, I really hope that they do find some peace in what this year brought to them. I hope they find joy in the folks that are around them or the ones they can Zoom with, and that they are thinking ahead at a new year with a fresh perspective, because we all need to have that joy in our hearts.
We absolutely do. And on that note, we would love to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday, and here's to a wonderful 2021. We won't be here next week, so we'll see you next year.
See you guys.